This has been a challenging year for both large and small businesses. How is Midland Arts and Antiques faring?
At this point, we are actually doing well. You know, right before we got quarantined, we were doing great, and then we had that two-month lockdown period, and then we reopened, and we've been doing really well since. I think part of what happened is people being in their houses wanted to make some changes. We've sold a lot of furniture. We're selling a lot of decor items and books, and people now are coming in and wanting thoughtful and unique Christmas presents. So our business actually has been quite good.
Because the business is a unique and distinct type of business, has that been a plus or minus for you in these challenging times?
It actually, I think, has been both. The way it's been a plus is that, you know, we put things out on Instagram and Facebook, and people will inquire about it because of the uniqueness of the item. And people come in, and part of what you hear people at the cash wrap talking about, wow, our milieu, our environment is so relaxing for them. So for a lot of people, they come to Midland for the therapy and because it's fun. It's something different to do from the daily grind, especially with all the stress we have right now. The way it's been a con for us is it's still challenging for our vendors to find merchandise. Thank goodness many dealers have lots of stuff in storage, so there's no end right now to what we can do. But we still need, you know, things to get back to what was before, and every small business in the country no doubt needs the same.
What are your hopes and objectives for the business in 2021?
One of the things that became real clear to us during quarantine was a need to be more robust with social media in terms of e-commerce. So one of the goals for 2021 is to have a robust e-commerce system going and to be able to tell people new to the city about us, so that they know that we're here. We've had some new people coming in, and one of the hopes also is the city itself get back to having conventions and that kind of thing, because certainly that helped every small business downtown thrive. So we want to continue doing what we're doing, but to do it better, and to make sure that our vendors feel like they're supported and doing a good job and making the money they need to make.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate your time as well.